Well, obviously, first half, you know, we were second to everything and come under the cosh, and you know, we were a little bit fortunate not to go in a couple of goals down, if I'm quite honest. So we had to change things round. Obviously, we played 4-3-3 in the first half, changed it to 4-4-2, and did a lot better. We come out and took the game to them and got amongst them a lot more and created quite a few chances, and it became quite an open game from then on.
Yeah, in that first half, I think most of us were surprised to see the 4-3-3. Talk us through the thinking of going to that.
Well, they played with a diamond. We didn't want them to get on the ball too much, but you know, it just didn't work for us, and we didn't stop it happening. And we'd worked on things in training, and you know, it didn't quite come off. So we recognised that and changed it. Were much better in the second half, and you know, they could have scored a couple of goals with some good efforts, but we certainly created five very good chances that we didn't take, and on another day we could have.
Yeah, Danny said in that first half it was your side that just didn't get to grips with that formation. It wasn't anything Fleetwood did, it was just that it was maybe not something that they settled to too quickly.
Yeah, you know, mainly that. It's a little bit of both. We've got to give them credit because they got at us and used the ball well. Like I say, in the second half we come to grips with it and change things round and you know, look more like the team that we know that we can be.
Yeah, it was a bit more 4-4-2, wasn't it, in the second half, and it seemed to just be a little bit more relaxed for the players. They seemed to settle on that a lot quicker.
Yeah, I think most players know that formation. It's when you change it, you know, they get caught in between positions, and our midfield three certainly did that. And in the first half, we just didn't retain the ball when it went up front anywhere near good enough. So, you know, we're playing two up front in the second half, gave a little bit more support to the striker, and you know, things work from there.
The fashionable thing these days is to not go with 4-4-2, isn't it? No matter what other formation you can come up with, that seems the fashionable thing.
It does seem to be like that at times, yeah. But sometimes we can overcomplicate it as coaches or managers or whatever, and it's the simple things that normally work. So we went back to that, and we got a good point out of it, which is very pleasing after Saturday, where we conceded quite a few goals and a clean sheet. So you know, we're looking to go on another little run. You know, we'd only got one defeat in, what was that, six games, I think. So it's not as though we're doing too badly.
Yeah, in terms of 4-4-2, do you think sometimes you have to look at that and think, well, this is what the players have been more used to playing at this level of football? You can't always try and give them too much complication, I suppose.
Well, you know, it's a two-way thing. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And if it doesn't, then you go back to your tried and tested, you know, which players normally know 4-4-2. So you know, we want to try these things, you know, and there's certain games that we will change the formation, and we have to be aware of the opposition, you know, how they play and what we want to try to do to stop them. But at the same time, you know, play to our strengths. So, you know, there will be times that we do change, and obviously, you know, we have to work on it and get better than what we were last night.
And I suppose what you want to do as well, when you've got such attacking options that you do have in your side, your four strikers, you want to try and use them all. So if you can get a formation that can incorporate two, three of them, that's ideal.
Well, that's right. You know, we've got one or two, you know, James Bailey's coming back into the four now, and Keith Treiss is coming back into it as well. So, you know, there's plenty of options going forward, and that's what we want. It's always it's a nice headache to have, if you like, from a manager's point of view, to be able to change things and freshen it up and put fresh legs on and you know, cause the opposition problems.
And Martin Craney showed that he can step out of that back line and be deployed in that defensive midfield role if you need as well.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we know Cranes can do that. He's composed on the ball and he can pass the ball. And, you know, so, you know, we have a few options with him. But it's nice to have the other lads coming back into contention.
And nice as well to keep a clean sheet, because I imagine that was top of the list after the weekend.
Yeah, definitely. You know, and we're playing away from home. I think we're undefeated now away from home, so that's another plus for us. Looking forward to going to Port Vale on Saturday. So, yeah, clean sheet is, you know, if you get a clean sheet, you've always got a point and you've got something to build on. So that's what successful teams are built on, you know, keeping it tight at the back and not giving anything away.
Team news-wise, how are you looking? And you mentioned the likes of James Bailey and Keith Treiss. Let's start with James Bailey. How's he coming on?
Yeah, he's trained today. We've had all the other lads in today, although we played last night, so all the subs were involved, you know, this morning in the training session. Keith trained as well, and he's come through okay. So it's just a matter of seeing how they, if there's any problems with them tomorrow, any reaction to their injuries, whether they'll be included in the squad.
I suppose it mustn't be that tempting to throw them back in, because like you say, you're not in a bad run of form at this moment in time. One defeat in six, so it's not a desperate need to be able to throw them back in.
No, it's not, but it gives competition for places, and if we feel that that's the right thing to do, then we will do it. You know, it's we want to put our best team out of what we feel, you know, for a particular game, and if it means introducing them to, we will do. But you know, places are up for grabs, and as we always say, if you've got the shirt, make sure you keep it.
And they must be knocking on the door as well, because I imagine they're chomping at the bit to get back in action.
Well, they've been very frustrated watching games, and you know, it's nobody wants to be on that treatment table, and they can't wait to get back out, as they have done now, and looking forward to training and getting amongst it again.
How about Ross Turnbull? How's he reacted then? We spoke to Danny earlier in the week about the injection he'd had in his back. How's he coming on there?
Yeah, he's trained again this morning. He's trained with Mark Crosley, done a real good session. And we've had a little 8v8 game, so he's been involved in that. And again, it's just monitoring how they react to anything that they've done. So we'll assess him tomorrow and see how he is.
Chances for him maybe being in the squad then, not necessarily starting, but maybe in the squad.
Yeah, there's a possibility, and that's what we've got to look for. You know, people have got to want to play, and that's the most important thing.
How about Kane Hemmings as well? I know he came off with a tight calf, it looked like.
Yeah, that's just tight calf, and, you know, he hasn't played a lot of games, and, you know, he's had two in a week now, so, you know... fatigue creeps in, tiredness creeps in, soreness creeps in. But like I say, you know, having the other strikers to step in, you know, it's a massive plus for us.
On to Port Vale then. Mickey Adams, he's resigned from his post today. What's your take on that?
Yeah, we just heard. I mean, Mickey's done a great job over the years, you know, on probably limited resources. But obviously, I don't know what's quite happened down there, whether he's got a little bit fed up, whether he hasn't got the financial resources to get players in, or the results that they've had of late. So there's a lot of things go into, you know, people resigning or whatever's happened down there. I don't really know the ins and outs. But he's a good lad. I'm sure he'll bounce back.
Yeah, so I presume every manager out there can empathise with him at this moment in time, because you've all been through that kind of run.
Yeah, we've all been there. You know, I'll probably be there again. You know, it's the nature of the job, unfortunately. But that's what we're paid to do. And, you know, stand up and be counted. It might be that Mickey's just think, well, I can't take it any further. You know, so until we know the ins and outs of it, it's difficult to comment. But, you know, we wish Mickey all the very, very best.
Yeah, he made some interesting comments last night saying that every manager has a shelf life, I suppose. Mm. Do you believe in that?
Well, it depends if you're successful or not, doesn't it? Hey, you know, Mourinho's done all right, hasn't he?
had a shelf life at one point, though.
Well, probably did, rigid, yeah. Yeah, that's right, yeah. You know, no matter how well you do, you're always looking to do better and you want more. You know, whether it be, you know, finances to spend or the quality of players that you get in, you know, bigger squads, et cetera, depending what level you're at. So maybe there is, maybe there isn't, but, you know, we just got to make sure we keep our head down and get results for Barnsley.
What sort of impact can it have on the players, do you think, at Port Vale? What will they be thinking today when they've heard the news?
Well, you know, it can work for them or against them, where they can feel a little bit sorry for themselves, or they can, you know, use it as that a springboard of, hey, listen, look, there could be a new manager in the stand watching the game today. You're all on trial. You know, this is the team that we've picked. I'm sure the staff will have to sort the team out, you know, and see what you do. You know, show people what you can do, you know, and hopefully they're looking to bounce back. But we've got to make sure we have our sleeves rolled up and we'll be ready for anything.
Does it make it harder for you to maybe predict what their team might be? Because it is going to be someone different picking the side, whether it is the coaching staff that are staying or if they make a very quick appointment. Yeah. But it would be very quick by the weekend.
Yeah, it would be. And I can't see them making too many changes. I mean, they got a pretty settled side. They've got what they've got, you know, as we've got what we've got, although in recent times we've striker wise we can rotate a little bit. So we know basically what the side's going to be, and it's a matter of us doing our jobs and doing a good one on Saturday.
And they are in poor form. They've lost six on the bounce now, so in the same way you guys were hurting after the weekend when you played last night, they're going to be hurting even more so.
Well, you know, you say they've lost six, but there's no gimmies, you know, there's nothing. You know, if we don't apply ourselves in the right manner, then we get our butts kicked, that's for sure. So, you know, we've got to make sure that we've focused and go down with the right application, and I'm sure we will, and get a result down there. You know, we'll be looking for 3 points, but, you know, we got to make sure we're nice and tight, don't give anything away. You know, they've got Popey up front, he can score goals. So, you know, we've got to concentrate for 90 minutes.
And after the Fleetwood game, you've got a basis to build on now, haven't you?
Well, that's right. You know, we're on the start of another run, and that's what we've got to do. You know, we're looking to go on another run as we've been on, and bounce back from our defeat against MK Dons, and we've done that. Now we've got to go and do it again.